ಪುರಾ ನಮುನಿ ನಾಮತ್ಯೇವ ಭಾರತಂ ಮೃತವರ್ಷಿಣಿಂ ಭಗವತಿಂ ಅಸ್ತಾರಕಾಮಿನಿಂ ಹಂಬತ್ವಾ ಮನುಸಂದಧಾಮಿ ಭಗವತಿ ಪವತ್ವೇಷಿಣಿಂ. ನಮೋಸ್ತು ತೇ ವ್ಯಾಸ ವಿಶಾಲ ಬುದ್ಧೇ ಪುಲ್ಲಾದ ವಿಂದಾಯತಪತ್ರ ನೇತ್ರ ಯೇನ ತ್ವಯಾ ಭಾರತ ತೈಲ ಪೂರ್ಣ ಪ್ರಜ್ವಾಲಿತೋ ಜ್ಞಾನಮಯ ಪ್ರದೀಪ ಯತಾಯ ಸ್ತೋತ್ರ ವೇತ್ರೈ ಕಪಾನಯೇ ಜ್ಞಾನಮುದ್ರಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಗೀತಾಮೃತದುಹೇ ನಮಃ. ಸರ್ವೋಪನಿಷದೋ ಕಾವೋ ದೋಕ್ತಾ ಗೋಪಾಲನಂದನ ಪಾರ್ಥೋ ವಸ್ತ್ರಸುಧೀರ್ಭೋಕ್ತಾ ದೋಕ್ತಂ ಗೀತಾಮೃತಂ ಮಹತ್. ವಸುದೇವಸುತಂ ದೇವಂ ಕಂಸಚಾಣೂತಮರ್ದನಂ ದೇವಕೀ ಪರಮಾನಂದಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣಂ ವಂದೇ ಜಗದ್ಗುರುಂ. ಯಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ವರುಣೇಂದರು ವೈ ವೇದೈ ಸಾಂಗ ಪದ ಕ್ರಮೋಪನಿಷದೈರ್ ಕಾಯಂತಿ ಯಂ ಸಾಮಗಾಃ ಧ್ಯಾನಾವಸ್ಥಿತ ದತ್ಕತೇನ ಮನಸ ಪಶ್ಯಂತಿ ಯಂ ಯೋಗಿನೋ ಯಸ್ಯಾಂತಂ ನ ವಿದುಸುರ ಸುರಗಣಾಃ. ದೇವಾಯ ತಸ್ಮೈ ನಮಃ. ಓಂ ಸಹನಾಭವತು ಸಹನೌ ಪುನಕ್ತು ಸಹ ವೀರ್ಯಂಕರವಾವಹೈ ತೇಜಸ್ವಿನಾವತೀತಮಸ್ತು ಮಾ ವಿದ್ವಿಷಾವಹೈ. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ. ಸದಾಶಿವಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಕುರು ಪರಂಪರಾ. ಶ್ರುತಿಸ್ಮೃತಿಪುರಾಣಾನಾಂ ಆಲಯಂ ಕರುಣಾಲಯಂ. ನಮಾಮಿ ಭಗವತ್ಪಾದಂ ಶಂಕರಂ ಲೋಕಶಂಕರಂ. ಶಂಕರಂ ಕೇಶವಂ ಬಾದರಾಯಣಂ. ಸೂತ್ರಭಾಷ್ಯಕೃತೋ ವಂದೇ ಭಗವಂತೋ ಪುನಃ ಪುನಃ. ಈಶ್ವರೋ ಗುರುರಾತ್ಮೇತಿ ಮೂರ್ತಿಭೇದವಿಭಾಗಿನೇ ವ್ಯೋಮವದ್ವ್ಯಾಪ್ತದೇಹಾಯ ಶ್ರೀದಕ್ಷಿಣಾಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ನಮಃ. ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ನಮಸ್ತುಭ್ಯಂ ವರದೆ ಕಾಮರೂಪಿಣಿ. ವಿದ್ಯಾರಂಭಂ ಕರಿಷ್ಯಾಮಿ ಸಿದ್ಧೇ ಭವತು ಮೇ ಸದಾ. ನಿಧಯೇ ಸರ್ವವಿದ್ಯಾನಾಂ ವಿಷಜೇ ಭವರೋಗಿಣಾಂ ಗುರವೇ ಸರ್ವಲೋಕಾನಾಂ ದಕ್ಷಿಣಾಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ನಮಃ. ಓಂ ನಮಃಶ್ರೀ ಪರಮಹಂಸಾಸ್ವಾದಿತ ಚರಣಕಮಲಚಿನ್ಮಕರಂದಾಯ ಭಕ್ತಜನಮಾನಸ ನಿವಾಸಾಯ ಶ್ರೀರಾಮಚಂದ್ರಾಯ. ರಿಪೀಟ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಮೀ. ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವಿಂ ಸರಸ್ವತಿಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಯಮುದೀರಯೇ. ವರ್ಸ್ ನಂಬರ್ 22. ಓಕೆ, 21 ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ಡಿಡ್ ವಿ ಫಿನಿಶ್ 21 ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್? ಟು ಡೂ ಇಟ್. ಓಕೆ. ಅರ್ಜುನ ಉವಾಚ ಕೈರ್ಲಿಂಗೈತ್ರಿನ್ ಗುಣಾನೇತಾನ್ ಅತೀತೋ ಭವತಿ ಪ್ರಭೋ ಕಿಮಾಚಾರಃ ಕಥಂ ಚೈತಾನ್ ಗುಣಾನತಿ ವರ್ತತೆ. ಶ್ರೀ ಭಗವಾನುವಾಚ ಪ್ರಕಾಶಂ ಚ ಪ್ರವೃತ್ತಿಂ ಚ ಮೋಹಮೇವ ಚ ಪಾಂಡವ ನ ದ್ವೇಷ್ಟಿ ಸಂಪ್ರವೃತ್ತಾನಿ ನ ನಿವೃತ್ತಾನಿ ಕಾಂಕ್ಷತಿ. ಭಗವಾನ್ ಸೇಡ್, ಜೀವನ್ ಏವ ಗುಣಾನ್ ಅತಿತ್ಯ ಅಮೃತಂ ಅಶ್ನುತೆ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ನೋತಿ ಲಭತೆ. ಜೀವನ್ ಏವ, ವೈ ಅಲೈವ್ ವೆನ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಥ್ರೂ the shishta prarabdha after self knowledge, rebirth is not possible, or the karma for rebirth are gone, all the accumulated karmas are gone, so whatever left is only shesha prarabdha. What is begin? Prak Arabdha. He already awake to oneself and he has crossed, transcended all the gunas, sattva, rajas, tamas. That effect he has transcended, it means karyanumeya guna. Gunas also is transcended. So, being away, being uninvolved in guna, he is still alive. Is an exception. All beings are under the product of guna. Maya vasham jagadidam vartate. Trigunatika ಮಾಯಾ ವಶಂ ಇದಂ ಸರ್ವಂ ಜಗತ್ ವರ್ತತೆ. ದಿಸ್ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್ ಇಸ್ ಇನ್ಫ್ಲುಯನ್ಸ್, ಇಸ್ ಗವರ್ನ್, ಇಸ್ ಅಂಡರ್ ದ ಸ್ಪೆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಮಾಯಾ ಗುಣ. ದ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಟೇಕ್ಸ್ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಐದರ್ ಸಾತ್ವಿಕ್ ಆರ್ ರಾಜಸಿಕ್ ಆರ್ ತಾಮಸಿಕ್, ನೌ ಡಲ್, ನೌ ಆಕ್ಟಿವ್, ನೌ ಅಲರ್ಟ್. So tossed by these three gunas always, he moves in three gunas. Here is a person who has crossed, who has released himself from the bondage of this guna. When jivan eva, alive. Alive means what? Shesha prarabdha, alone is there. He is enlightened. Amrutam ashnute. He gains amrutatvam. Amrutatvaya kalpate. Na mrutam yasmat. Iti amrutam. There is no death from whom. There is no death in whom. Means free from the hold of time also. Guna changes in time. So guna and time are one and the same. Maya karya is time also. Desha kala kalana vaichitra chitri krutam maya viva vrijumbayatyapimaha yogi vaya svechaya. Same thing. Now, there is a prashna. Prashna is always to know something. Ignorance is there. I want to know. Some new name comes up. What is that? I want to know. That is called
prashna. Doubt is when there are two points of view. Karma will give me moksha, or knowledge will give me moksha, or that is called doubt. Two point of view. Third is called akanksha, a leading question. Bhagavan has said that wise person gains the immortality right now while alive in this body. Then the prashna can come, akanksha came, is there a person? By what characteristic I can recognize that person? This is called akanksha, a leading doubt. We also got leading doubt. Leading question. Flight is delayed. Leading question is what? Why? In Air India has got standard answer, technical snag. I said, really, pilot has not come, but that is technical snag. It is the standard answer. And you also get satisfied, oh, technical snag, better repair them. Good for our safety. Akanksha. And there is fourth is called confusion. More than one point of view is there, that's called what? Confusion. So Arjun has prashna. Bijam is in Bhagavan's teaching. Whatever he's teaching, from that there is a possibility that comes out is what? Prashna Bijam. He is leading a question from his talk. Very easily, everybody will ask, Amrutattva Masnute Etan Gunan Atitya. Janma Murti Jara Dukkaihi Vimuktaha. See, our lesson is, what is our life? Janma Murti Jara Dukkai Sanyuktaihi. We are always suffering the pangs of what? Birth, death, fear of death, and death itself. And the third one is what? Jara. Understand? Young age goes very quickly. Jara what? Old age is what? You drag on, okay? You drag on. Even senior citizen home also wanted. There are other in line, better vacate. But what can he do? You are there for last 30 years. What they can do? You are there. All complain. Old age means what? All complain in the body. One Swami used to tell me, after certain age, like a car, who is more in the garage than the road. This called car. The body is called car. Aham kara, car. Am I not telling Sanskrit? So aham kara. This car, very beautiful car. And after so many years, this car, you can't get new car. In this time, you require what? Ears are not working. My brain has stopped working after marriage only. But this, that I don't take. Other ideas are not working. So this is a process. Repair. All the time repair, 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 repair. Jara dukkam. Janma dukkam, jara dukkam. And there is one Sanskrit word. Jaya dukkam puna puna. Jaya, I won't translate what is that. Okay, jane do. So jaya. Jaya dukkham puna. The spouse is the problem. See, after marriage only you recognize what a mistake you make. So this is good. Dukkham vimuktaha. Here the person is freed from us. We are what? Sanyuktaha. Now you can understand what a self-knowledge is. Amrutam iha ashnute. Here only you have said. Now Arjuna's question, look at it. O Lord, Prabho.
Prabho is beautiful word.
Prakarsena bhavati iti prabhu. Tas sambuddhi is what? He Prabho.
He Prabho anandadata jnanaham ko dijiye.
Pujya Swami is loved this song. O Lord, give me knowledge.
We are Ananda, give me knowledge. Here, when Tikakara is there, Madhusan Saraswati says,
Prabhu means samarthaha.
Prabhu also means what?
He's a Prabhu, he's a Swami.
You are capable to remove all my pain born of janma, mrityu and jara.
Birth, old age and death.
By what? Giving me knowledge.
Yogod upaya. You can help me.
Therefore, hey Prabhu, you are capable of releasing me from this pain. Therefore, please help me, Prabhu.
Beautiful Sambodhana.
Hey Prabhu.
What do you want?
Then he said,
Kaihi lingaihi.
The word lingaha, you don't understand.
You keep looking at your translation, okay?
O Lord, by what characteristic does he become recognizable as one who has crossed these three gunas?
What is his conduct and how does he transcend these three gunas?
Three questions are there.
Number one,
kaihi lingaihi chinhaihi trin etan vyakhyatan gunan atitah atikranto bhavati puman.
It was yet the word puman, the person.
He Prabhu,
by what characteristic
this three sattvaraja tamu guna, he transcends them, he is beyond them, he is involved in them, he is not influenced by them,
atikranta, atikramya,
and remains there.
Not there, three guna transcend, and he dies also, he is alive.
What are the characteristics of this person who has crossed all these three guna?
The word lingaha in Sanskrit has two meanings.
Lingate anena iti lingaha.
That term by which you infer is called lingaha.
There is a smoke on the mountain and you infer mountain has
ambulance goes with this siren, you immediately infer somebody is sick and going to hospital.
I always pray for somebody. I don't know.
If I hear my siren, I say, oh Lord, let good thing happen to this person. Let him be free from that.
You infer.
They call lingaihi. By what characteristics I can infer he is a gunatita?
Second meaning for the word lingaha, leenam artham gamayati.
What is hidden, what is concealed, it helped me to know, that is called lingaha.
How do I find out, looking at this person's behavior, lifestyle, conduct, that he is a gunatita?
Kimacharaha.
Then he said, what is his conduct?
It's called vihavaraha. Vyavahara is transaction. Adana Pradanaha. Give and take is called Vyavahara. In Vyavahara, always there is something you take, something you give. You receive five organ, with five organ of perception, five type of object, and five organ action, you respond to them also. Adana Pradana. Vyavahara. How does it achara? So first thing was yaihi lingaihi sa gyatum shakyaha. By what characteristic we understand the wise person? Second is what type of life he lives. Yathesta cheshta kimva niyantritaha. Yatha ishta cheshtaha. Yathesta cheshtaha. He is free. He has crossed all the boundaries. He is above the laws. So, he is abusing his free will. He has nobody can get him papa punya. So therefore he become like a rakshasa, killing everybody. What type of life he lives after self-knowledge? If you want to look at this area, in Brahadaranyaka Upanishad, in fourth chapter, big discussion. Ata brahmanasyat, brakena brahmanasyat. In that discussion, kena, yena, how does he behave? Then he said he behaved the way he wants to behave. Then big discussion start. Does he follow the norms or not? Or he just goes the way he wants to go? Lingaihi lingaihi. Yatha yatheshta cheshta kimva niyantrita. He follows all the norms. It doesn't need to be followed, but he is always very well controlled. Mastery over all his behavior, all his conduct. Too much on the top of it. Nothing he does which is adharmic. Not possible. This is also a question is there. Katam kena cha prakarena etan trin grunan ativartate. By what means? How? You look at it. How does it transcend these three gunas? How does it cross this thing? We tried so much to come out of these three gunas, but we are tossed by three gunas all the time. Therefore, that is called samsara chakra. Chakra means, in Gujarati we call the person also, samsara is what? We add the makara, mangam, chakram we make it. Chakram is what? You want to keep some space between you and the person. That is called chakram. So samsari become what? Because of chakra, he become what? Chakram. That's all. Am is added. That's all. So samsara gives you only makara. Okay? Chakra become what? Whoever is a chakra is what? I don't want to go for the generalizing. Okay? Or whoever is chakram is in chakra. Whatever you want to say, that's all. Now, how do we transcend? It's called impossible. We are all, we like it or not. Look at these three gunas. Sushupti is tamav guna. Waking, if you want to consider rajo, sattva, whatever, sattva guna. Dream, rajo guna. Now, can you come out of the waking, dream, deep sleep circle? Avashaha, you have to sleep, you have to dream, you have to what? After class, wake up. So, at tea time, suddenly you wake up. So, this is called wake up. You have to wake up. Avashaha. Here is a person not affected by them. We are going to talk about that. How he crosses. Understand, you can't cross it. You can't free yourself from guna. Only way out is what? To know that you are already beyond this guna. There is no other way out. If you want to cross them, means you are taking them to be real, then you are in the gunas only. Only way out is awareness, which is limitless, is free from this guna. Guna cannot affect it. That knowledge helps you to cross it. Otherwise, not possible. We have seen earlier. But again, he is asking, he wants to know that, get that knowledge which helps person to cross this guna. Okay? Guna titasya lakshanam. Is it Arjuna want to say, each person allow, oh, this is wise man. Oh, this is what? If person is not wise, what will you call that? You won't call otherwise. Apne wala. It is a what? Apne wala means what? He belongs to me. He is similar like me. He reflects me. This fellow is above. This is like us only. Apne wala. In UP, very common. They say apne wala means he is from UP. Ulta khopdi. So you pay, that is called you pay. So apne wala. So he is gunatita, let us judge. Let us judge this fellow is a wise man or otherwise. It is not for judging, branding, categorizing, wise and otherwise. No. It is for becoming gunatita. What is spontaneous expression of a wise person become sadhanam, means for me to become gunatita. That's what I just want to know. That is not out of curiosity, not for branding. I am serious. You understand? Whoever comes to Vedanta out of curiosity, that curiosity will be over in 3 classes. Then he understands, oh, Gita talks something about Atma, over. If you are serious, then you stay with the subject matter. Arjuna is curious or serious? He is serious. He seriously wants to know. Gunatitasya lakshanam, gunatitatva upayam cha, arjunena prushtam prushtaha. It was being asked by Arjuna, what is the characteristics, recognizable characteristic of person who is beyond the 3 gunas, and what is the means to gain gunati tattvam upaya? Asmin sloke prasnadvayartam prativachanam. These 2 questions are answered in this verses, and yat avyat tavata kaihi lingaihi yukto gunati to bhavati etat iti tat shrunu. Shrunu means what? Arjuna, see, there are people who ask questions, afterward they look here and there. No. You pay attention what I'm saying. Is one of the very, very charama shloka. There are shlokas and there are charama shloka. Charama shloka means what? They are very, very revealing the Gita very well. If you understand this verse, whole chapter you understood. The vision of Gita you understood. Therefore, a Pujya Swamiji very often quotes this verse. Again, read it, okay, because Swamiji also loves that. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. ప్రకాశం చ ప్రవృత్తిం చ మోహమేవ చ పాండవ నద్వేష్టి సంప్రవృత్తాని న నివృత్తాని కాంక్షతి. ఇట్ వల్ ప్రభో అండ్ భగవాన్ ఆల్సో సే హే పాండవ ఓ సన్ ఆఫ్ రాజా పాండు హూ వాజ్ సాత్విక. పాండు ఇన్ సంస్కృత్ మీన్ దాట్ విచ్ ఇస్ వైట్. పాండవ మీన్స్ యు ఆర్ ఆల్ సాత్విక అండ్ దర్ ఫర్ ఐ లవ్ యూ ఆల్సో. సత్వ ఇస్ వెరీ ప్రిడామినెంట్ ఇన్ మైండ్ ఆఫ్ అర్జున. దో ఈ క్షత్రియ ద రజస్ షుడ్ బి ప్రిడామినెంట్. అర్జున్ హెస్ గాడ్ వాట్ స్పెషాలిటీ? వాట్ సత్వ. హే పాండవ సత్వ ప్రధాన. సో యూ విల్ అండర్స్టాండ్ వాట్ ఐఎమ్ టాకింగ్. వాట్ ఇస్ ఎ పాండవ? ప్రకాశం చ ప్రవృత్తి చ బ్రైట్నెస్ అండ్ యాక్టివిటీ. మోహం ఏవ చ ఈవన్ ద తమస్ కాల్డ్ డెల్యూషన్ సంప్రవృత్తాని సమ్యక్ ప్రవృత్తాని దే హ్యావ్ కమ్ టు అకర్ దే హ్యావ్ మేనిఫెస్టెడ్ ఇన్ యువర్ మైండ్. నౌ ప్రకాశం, నౌ ప్రవృత్తి, నౌ మోహం. అగైన్ వాట్ ఆఫ్టర్ మోహం? వాట్? 90% కీప్ క్వైట్, సైలెన్స్. సభా మధ్య మౌనం సర్వార్థ సాధకం. ఇన్ సభ ఇఫ్ యూ కీప్ సైలెన్స్ యు హావ్ పాస్ యాజ్ ఎ స్కాలర్. నకమ ప్రకాశ బ్రైట్నెస్ అలర్ట్నెస్ దెన్ వాట్ యాక్టివిటీ రజస్ దెన్ వాట్ డల్నెస్ తమస్ దెన్ వాట్ అగైన్ ప్రకాశం. అగైన్ వాట్ ఫ్రమ్ తమస్ యూ కాంట్ గో టు సత్వ. తమస్ హ్యాస్ టు బికమ్ వాట్? రజస్. అండ్ రజస్ హ్యాస్ గాట్ ఫ్రీడమ్. హీ కెన్ జాయిన్ దిస్ పార్టీ, హీ కెన్ జాయిన్ దిస్ పార్టీ. ఇట్ బోర్డర్ లైన్ ఫెలో. సో హీ కెన్ బికమ్ సత్వ ఆర్ హీ కెన్ బికమ్ రజస్. బట్ సత్వ ఇస్ నో ఫ్రీడమ్. సత్వ హ్యాస్ టు బికమ్ వాట్? రజస్. ఇఫ్ ఐ వాంట్ టు బికమ్. అండ్ తమస్ హ్యాస్ టు బికమ్ వాట్? Understand, our mind goes like that. From sattva you are very alert, then you may become very active, then become relaxed, dull. Your glass is little here, 1-2 feet away. Honey, can you give me this glass? He come down from the first floor to give you glass. They call so lazy that time. Why don't you get I feel so lazy, get me that cup of water. And she also understands, my husband is in what state now? Mohameva cha pandava naiva. You all get in there. I also do it sometimes. I wonder, I don't want to get up and get, I know I require that pen. I won't get up. Why? To get up requires what again? Rehne do kya jarurat hai? You call what? You are all like that. Sometimes suddenly tamas comes, you know. Swami Dayanji told me once, I had this problem. He told me, you see me what I am here today, if I don't see the meaning of this word and I want to know it, I will never procrastinate for tomorrow. I'll just get up, pick up the dictionary, look at the meaning and understand the meaning and then sit. I never procrastinate. That made a Swami, he said. So any work comes up, there should be, tamas has to be what? Supported or removed? Swamiji, who will support, who will remove tamas? I am so much in tamas. No, work it out. That. Then he said, now lead, moham evacha, he pandava, brightness now, activity now, then what? Dullness now, and then they occur. The wise person, gunatita, na dveshti, he does not despise, he does not hate, there is no dislike for that, there is no loathe for that. Then what? Suppose tamas goes away, nivruttani, or does not go, na kankshati, it does not long for, this alone should remain, this should not go, this should come back, all this thing is not there. Now look at our house also. Some guest come, what you want, them to stay or go? First thing you tell your husband, why did you bring this? Ye musibat kyun laya? Musibat, you understand? Musibat means problem. Why did you bring this problem in the home? His hygiene is not right. Eating habit is not right. He's a demanding person. And he's talking too much. Why do you bring this people? He has got an answer what? Means what? Nothing other. Then when he goes, you feel what? Swamiji, that day only I understand what is moksha. Because jaan chuti. Well, the jaan chuti means what? Abba, gone. Some people who come from your family, whom you love so much, you are waiting for that, they come, you are so happy. And you enjoy every moment. You keep talking to your this friend, all the time talking, while eating talking, while walking talking, in the mall also talking. And when even you go to shower also, you talk from outside. You remember that day what happened? And he also talked from shower. So, because every minute you want to enjoy, and they remember all, see, when you meet your old friend, you always talk of what? Some 30 years back, all the 30 years back. And children are surprised, what has happened to your mom? You are in the present or you are in the past only? No, my account is not current account, it's this. What? You glue to that person, and that person glued to you, eat together, walk together, even in movie you keep talking, because you love so much. When that person goes, you want to what? Want to send him away? No, go tomorrow. And even he goes, you don't want them to go. Now, similarly, sattva comes, then what comes? Rajas come, then what? Again sattva can come, or again what? See, our is very clear. Sattva, rajas, then what? Tamas, then what? Rajas, again what? Please be honest now. Be honest. You are not answering, I understand, Tamas. Who will answer? Let other answer. This Tamas. Rajas and Tamas is our common boundary. Sattva hardly. So this is me, and I want Sattva to come back. It's good for me to progress. I want to study, Swamiji. Bless me so I can study. Swamiji, bless me that I can do certain job. Therefore, something you want, crave for sattva. You want sattva to stay longer. But sleep comes, correct? When you read the book, what comes first? Sleep. When you sit for meditation, what is waiting for you? All leftover sleep comes suddenly. And people are so happy outside. Your wife said, "Ayyo, my husband has changed. 1.5 hour he does meditation." Then I asked, "What is the sound coming?" Understand? One thing is that sleep you don't invite. She comes. And she comes, you're down. Correct? That's what his question is. So, A Pandava Prakasamcha Pravrittimcha Moham Chevacha Sampravrittani that they come to occur. A wise person is what? He does not despise, nor does he long for that. That have gone. Ragaha is not there, and also what? Resha is not there. I want that guest to be in my home, or I don't want that guest into my home. Such category is not there. Agate, what? Swagatam. Whatever comes, aye. Whatever gone, parava illa. He doesn't worry. Gone is gone. What are there? Now, we are going to look into the verse now. The style of first giving the verse meaning, then do anvayan give meaning, and some Sanskrit here and there we giving, and then you're going to bhashyam. Bhashyam is putting it all the words with the synonyms meaning, and then connecting the whole thing with certain meaning, whole verse with certain vision. What is it? Then it's good way to get it. We are doing that way. Don't think I'm repeating same thing again and again. The word prakasham here is brightness means sattva karyam. Sattvasya karyam. The product of sattva guna. The effect of sattva guna is what? Alertness. I told you again and again, you infer the guna from its effect. Karya anumeya. From effect you see, the guna you don't see. Gunas are not available for perception. Only the effect is possible. Like alertness, vigilance, quietness, silence, quiet, alert, vigilant, cheerful disposition. The word cheerful is again prasadaha, nirmalatvam, from Gita. When likes and dislikes both are neutralized, both are become not powerful because they have been brought under norms. That time the mind is what? Cheerful, nirmalatvam, prasade sarvadukhanam, hanihi upajayate. That's Gita. Its cheerfulness means what? Likes are not raising his hand. Dislike are not raising his hand. Both are neutralized. Abba. Sattvakadyam. This comes in your mind. Now you are very alert, cheerful. Then what? Pravruttim. Rajakaryam. See, Bhagavan Shankaracharya, karyam. Effect, result of rajas is what? Activity, ambition, greed, everything will come there. Then come the third, moham, tamakaryam, dullness. I ask you, what's your name? What? Dullness, correct? Mind has not started working. There is no sattva. Laziness, inadvertedness, procrastination is very. This tamas, when I describe, we understand it very well. Why? You think Swamiji really understands me very well? What a knowledge he has got. What? He described me totally in the class. I got three things, either dull or sleepy or what? Inert. This thing. Etani gunani nadveshti. Not loath for them. See, sampravruttani samyak visaya bhavena udbhutani. When they come into being, you see how beautiful it is, How the from cheerfulness, mind has become very, very active, ambitious, going out. All the five organs of action and perception are vigorous. You are very much running out. That's called what? Rajas. Then comes what? Tamas also. Sampravrittani. Now Shankaracharya saw that the Arshavidya Guru Kulam people are not even inspired by this talking. So he again gets into a detail how you feel about Sattva Rajasama. And he says, Mama Tamasa Pratyaya Jataha. My Tamasa Guna has come. Pratyaya Vritti Tamasi Vritti has gone. Jataha is being born. What happened to you? Tena Aham Mudaha. Muda is what? I am confused. Confusion is for everything, you know. Halfway cooking, suddenly you get confused now what to add. You are making upma and halfway you are confused. Then suddenly you saw the sugar dabba, sugar tin. I said, let me add sugar to this. Then you are doing what? Only Gujarati can eat that upma. Gujarati adds sugar in all the things except water while eating. So this is the way. Like somebody told me, in the restaurant, food was excellent. Everything was cold. Food was cold. Except ice cream, everything was cold. So, moodaha, confused. I don't know what to do now. Look, listening the patient, all the symptoms, doctor is confused, which disease is that? And doctors are very smart, they will never reveal that they are confused. Oh, nothing to worry, nothing to worry. He is worried inside, okay, nothing to worry. He is praying, Bhagwan, let me understand what is this fellow suffering. Oh, I see number of cases like that. Hey, first case like that, okay. You are confused because you don't know if he has all the symptoms. You know, if you are coming from India, and all the Indians have got, 98% have got the dysentery. And dysentery, once you have got, you show the symptoms of all disease, except pregnancy. Everything you show, all the symptoms you show, there is a speciality of that. So doctor is confused, what this fellow has got? From India, I can tell you, he's got dysentery, okay? Very easy. I'm not confused. Especially if you go with the malaria to the here hospital, because they are not seeing malaria so much. The whole hospital try to understand what you are suffering. And your grandma tells, take quinine, you will be okay. Moodaha, aham moodaha, tata. Rajasi pravritti mama utpanna. Now, rajasik pravritti, restlessness is sahan. Dukkhatmika tena aham. See, a dull person doesn't suffer. You understand one thing? Who suffers? Rajasik person suffers. See, when you are sad, you are very active. Understand? Why he did like that thing to me? That day also he did the same thing like that. Always I am suffering like that. And only me suffering. This is called what? Tamasik or Rajasik? So much. To become sad, you require a lot of thinking. But that thinking makes you sad. If so much thinking is there, therefore a Rajasik person is very sad. Because he has got certain pattern of thinking, always conclude, all happened to me. I am always victimized. My prarabdha is bad. All this is talking. And rajasa pravartitaha. And look at it. I cannot be sattvic. Swamiji told me, be in poise. Maintain the silence inside. What silence? I have prachvalita. I have prachalitaha. I have patitaha. I have fallen down from my real nature. I cannot remain the poise. I want to keep certain cheerfulness. It doesn't stay. Everybody always complains this thing. Rajasa pravartitaha prachalita swarupat kastam mama vartate. Ya ayam mas swarupasthanat bhramshah tatha sattviko gunah prakashatma mam vivekatvam apadayam sukhecha sanjayan badnati. Then he brings sattva. Abba, all my sadness has gone. Swamiji, your class really helped me. Huh? What happened? All the cloud of sadness has gone. You gave me some tips, I understood. Jo bhi dukh deta hai, usko chhod do. You give me very nice sutra. Whatever bothers you, give it up. Whatever gives you sadness, give up. And I gave up. I am very happy. I don't care for that. I don't want that hereafter. Wow. Now I am what? Happy. Abramasvarupa. Now what? Prakashatma mam vivekatvam. When sukham is experienced, he knows sattva is responsible. Prakashatma mam vivekatvam padayan. And sukecha sanjayan badnati titani. People get bound to happiness. We're big tension, Swamiji. This moment which has brought so much joy. But I know, Swamiji, all the moments are what? Momentary. My fear is what? Ye bhi chala jayega. This will also go away. For the wise person who is gunatita, na badnati na twani dveshti avsamyak darshitvena. He is not against his no aversion for that. Neither he is bound to that. Why? He has got viveka na dveshti sampravruttani. I finish and give you a very beautiful example at the end of it. Tathacha sattvikadi purushah sattvikadi karyani atmanam prati prakashya nivruttani kankshati na tatha gunatitah. Now sattva comes also. And when sattva is there, when mind is cheerful, happy, abiding, alert, learning, quiet, there is certain inner leisure. I can talk to person, appreciate the person, appreciate the music, appreciate the beauty, appreciate the raga, how this person is done in a special way, same raga. Appreciate that also. Appreciate between two musicians doing the same raga, the difference that also appreciate. That is called what? Somasattva. That fineness, the subtleness, the depth of a thing, I can see through and through. Words I use, the different shades of meaning, I enjoy all of them. That is called what? Sattva. In sattva, the joy is lasting. In rajas, the happiness is temporary. In tamas, it is there, but I am not aware of it, like sleep. I am happy, but I am not aware of it. And it does some damages also. What I am supposed to do, I don't do, some negative effect is there. Therefore, sattva, everybody craves. Who doesn't want? But wise person, now look at the mind of a wise person. His vision toward the sattva rajastamas. Tatacha na gunatita nivruttani kankshati. Whatever gone, he doesn't want to come back. Look at this example. Here, very important thing I want to talk to you. Pujya Swamiji says, you are as good as you think yourself to be. Not more than that, not less than that. There are two types of reality. One is absolute reality, the awareness. Other is called pratibhasikam, just appear to be there, which is maya matram, mithya sapnavata. It is maya, trigunatmika, or you can say magic, changing, appears to be real but not real, and it's like a long dream. This is my mind. Now, I being identified, being one with the mind, I just seated in the mind, the condition of the mind, I superimpose upon the awareness. Mind is sattvic, I am sattvic. Mind is ambitious, I am ambitious. Mind is lazy, dullness, I am dull. I am smart, I am sad, I am dull. This is conclusion made on the condition of the mind and superimpose all these attributes atasvin tadbuddhihi. So make the conclusion about himself on the basis of sattva, rajas, tamas, and as they manifest in the mind, I make a conclusion. The fact is, the air passing or air or space in this room, does it touch the wall of this room? Does it become the size of this room? No. It is unconnected to the wall. Similarly, whatever happens here in my mind, the consciousness which is like a space, all pervading, is unconnected, unperturbed, untouched, uninfluenced by them. My whole samsara problem is, whatever happens in the mind, I judge myself based on the condition of the mind. Mind is suffering, I suffer. Mind is worried, who is worried? I am worried. Mind is in sorrow, I am in sorrow. Mind is anxious, I am anxious. Therefore, only way out is to understand yourself. From this you cannot come out because you are already one with them. Therefore, anyata santamatvanam, anyata pratipadyate, kimnatena krutam papam, chaurena atmapaharine. Atma is one thing. And you take atma based on the modification of the mind. What not damage you have done to yourself? That is called maximum damage is done. Now here is the wise person. He knows I am Satchit Ananda. I am always there. Unchanging I am. I am the consciousness which illumines the knower known knowledge. I am limitless. All limited things are in me, but I am not limited by them. All limited things are in limitless, but limitless is not limited by them. That whole limitless consciousness I am. Once this knowledge is there, afterward all the modification in the mind, the wise person enjoys na dveshti na kankshati. He doesn't hate. Why this rajas has come? Why this come, tamas has come? That is called yogi's problem. Yoga chitta vritti nirodha. That's why yogi take the klishta vritti, aklishta vritti, all these different vrittis modification as real as himself and want to get rid of them. Now is a ghora vritti. Now is a what? Tamo vritti. Now is a sattva vritti. All this branding. And then want to get rid of it. There's a tension in the yogi. Why? The ghora vritti, ghora vritti, rajas vritti, tamo vritti should not come. Here is a free person, wise person. Even if they come, fine. Even if they go, what? Fine. Why? Cloud comes in the space. Does the space become clouded? All this wind and the tornado comes, so much dust is up. Does it become tainted by them? Now today's space is very clear space, clear skies. Does it become clear? In all this condition, untouched, supporting all that thing is with them and away from them. This is, once I know me clearly, I don't judge myself based on the condition of the mind. The space between me and my mind is very clear. Mind is me, I am not mind. Mind is changing, I am changeless. Mind is seen, I am the seer. Mind has a beginning and end. Chitta vritti is drashta natta svabhava. Pratikshana pradvamsamana. It's momentary. I am nitya. Mind depends on me. I don't depend on mind. At this moment, I depend on mind. So I am free. I need not be, nothing can bind me afterward. Ghora vritti also doesn't bind me. Therefore, Ishvara takes avatara with all the guna. The same Parameshwara can appear in the Brahma, unaffected. Same Parameshwara can appear as what? I don't know, tamas or sattva, I don't understand this. Is sattva or tamas? Suppose you lie down like that, what? Kumbhakarana. Okay, yes, go on. He lies down like that. But yoga nidra. Sattva I become Mahavishnu. Tamas I become Rudra Devta. Who is best among them? Hey, none of them. Same Parameshwara with the Maya, Sattva, Rajastama, the same time is Gunatita. He takes all the form and avataras also, number of avataras. Incarnation happens. That's the job. Tan na badnati. They don't tie me down. Mama, Bhagavan said, Maya is under me. Prakrutim swamadishtaya sambhavami atma maya. That atma maya is a special meaning that. Magic, he does it. Beautiful Gita is so beautiful. Now, I want to tell you a story, okay? It's a real story. Bhagavan Shankaracharya had a parrot. Talking parrot. You know talking parrot? Once he was going around with this parrot, they found this, what they call that, which goes around, merry-go-round or what you call that? Merry-go-round, this way or this way also, no, down. Is also merry-go-round? Okay, thank you. You understand what I'm meaning. And the different animals they put, you know, sometimes. Or simply in India, we go gada-gada-gada-gada-gada-gada. This fellow moves that. You sit there. Children enjoy. And there are people who can't look at it. If they look at it, they will vomit. This is the problem. I was like, I can't look at it. I will never try all those things. They enjoy. Gadagada, 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 and goes like that. And somewhere it was going on very fast, one wheel was going. And the parrot, when it was still, he went and sat on that. And the wheel started moving. The parrot was so scared, ching. He was shouting for help. And Shankaracharya said, Vasa Muncha Muncha. Oh my dear, Beti, Beta, my sonny, give up. Release. You release yourself from that. Give up the hold. He was holding very tightly. He was so scared and he's holding tightly, and then what happened? It moves. I doesn't know. And the Shankaracharya say, Vasa. Yes. Muncha, muncha. And he is also repeating, muncha, muncha. Look at parrot. So he doesn't get the message. You understand? The muncha word means what? Give up. Yes, muncha, muncha. When I said give up this sattva, rajas, tamo, guna, hold, you also say what? Yes, muncha, muncha. Swamiji, your talk was excellent, but the butting doesn't stop. Very sad this. Swamiji, what happened? Muncha, muncha. Ah, that's what, I given up my mind, but I'm very sad. Means what? Our whole life is what? You are a Shankaracharya or a parrot? Shankaracharya must have walked away. Because what can you do, this ignorant person? He is repeating my Mahavakya also. Tattvamasi repeating. And he said, I am sad also. Kya karu isko? It's called Vadato Vyaghataha. Vadato Vyaghataha in, I am talking too much Sanskrit this day. Vadato Vyaghataha in Sanskrit means, when you are talking also, there is contradiction. Mama Mata Vandhya, suppose I said. Mama Mukhe Jivva Nasti. I don't have tongue in my mouth. Can I say by talking? It's called self-contradiction. This fellow said, muncha, muncha, and what? Holding on. Similarly, now I am cheerful. Now I am sad. Now I am glad. Now I am what? Swamiji, hamara to dil baith gaya hai. This is a new word for depression. Depression means what? Hamara to dil baith gaya. And they sing also a nice song. Hamare dil ke tukde hoye hajar, ek gira yahan, ek gira wahan. Kya kare? Swamiji, you have no compassion for what we go through. If you come to samsara, why I should come to samsara? If you were in our place, why I should be in your place? That's what I walked away. I'm on the. Unless you come to us and stay like us, how we make our 7 days and come on this Sunday, you don't know how we come. I know, sir, very well. My only Updesa is what? Bolo, bolo. Muncha, muncha. And your Updesa to me is what? Today morning, suddenly while taking shower, this story came to me. I said, bah, I'm going to tell this story. Okay? This is the only thing you like, I know. But this now Shankaracharya himself says, Bhagavan, we ask you what are the visible characteristics of a wise person, which I can imitate. Imitation helps you. In America, biggest sutra is what? Fake it and make it. He is always happy. And there are Swami who gives a big sutra to all the disciples. Keep smiling. Sunny dead. It doesn't work, okay? It doesn't work. Or Pujya Swamiji says, there is one area in south of India. What is that area? I forgot the name of that area. People coming from that area has one habit of always laughing and answering. How are you? I am fine. Where did you come? He just came 5 minutes back. Did you eat the food? I finished it.
everything laugh and dance. Then they ask, how is your wife? She died. What is he? I don't know. All the time, and answering. So here after I decided I am going to be cheerful, doesn't work like that. You are sad and cheerful, these two emotions, I will be confused. I'll be confused whether you are sad or see. You are already confusing me. This is further confusion. What? Because your guru said, keep smiling. And this smile is, you know, you will be irritated with the smile because you are asked to keep smiling. For what? If you smile without reason, then what? You have got a special place to send you. Therefore, Nirnimittananda. It's different. So, I smile, then I have got really something inside to appreciate, some joke at least. One person told me really good joke yesterday. Doctor tells me the joke, not me. A patient is taken into the operation, the OT, they call OT, operation theater. And suddenly from this stretcher, he jumped and ran away. Then his friend asked, what happened? He said, the nurse was telling, the appendicitis operation is minor, nothing serious. In 15 minutes it's over, don't worry, it's small operation. Then he should have gone. No. This is, she was talking to the doctor who was going to perform operation. Not to me. Understand? So come back. They are not visible. If person is gunatita and the gunas come and go, he doesn't crave for them, neither he hates them because he knows he is none of them. Like you are sitting on the Ganges bank and things are passing in the Ganges. If you seen the Ganges, the flood last year I saw in September. I had a camp. These are also got Bhagavatam there. All the dead bodies goes. Cow goes, dead cows. And even the dead trees goes. Now when you can see, lamps also go. Now lamps, flowers, malas, now dead bodies. And you are sitting where? On the bank. Are you connected to that? Sampravruttani, nadveshti, nivruttani, nakankri. Oh, lamb, come back. No. Oh, dead body, go. I don't want to look at it. No, you are what? Tatastaha. Kutastaha. This word, kautastham, is used by all the tikakaras, all the commentators here. Tatastha is just in udasina. But this happens inside. I don't see that. Shankaracharya say, etatna paraprateksham. Kintarhi swatma pratekshatvat atma visayam eva etad lakshanam. This is not available for our seeing. How will you find it out? The one thing is that person is happy inside. Can you find it out? Is inside happy? Even you always want to find out what is going in your spouse's head, correct? Very important. Bolo, kya hai? Kuch nahi hai, but you are smiling. Then this, see, somebody smiles without telling you reason, then what? Then you are worried. You look at yourself properly shut. Then sometimes one button is up and others are done like that. You have done something like that. I'm okay. Why are you smiling? It makes me laugh today. Always want to find out. What makes the other person smile or shed tears, only he or she knows. Similarly, wise person is not affected by gunas, arrival and departure. You are not affected. You are not enlightened by that. Therefore, nahi swatma vishayam dvesham akankshayam va paraha pashyati. What is desired by you or the aversion by you is not visible to others. Understand? Therefore, ata idanim gunatitaha
किम आचारः इति प्रश्नस्य प्रतिवचनम् आह. सो दीस् आर् द लक्षणा आफ् अ वैस् पर्सन्, बट् हौ डस् ही एक्स्पीरियन्सेस् हिम्सेल्फ् इन् दिस् वर्ल्ड्? दिस् इस् अबौट् द वर्ल्ड्, बट् हौ ही experience expresses or for experience, how he expresses himself in this world, that is said idanim, so pointed out in the few verses. We'll read that, and should we take break or should we go ahead? Gupta ji tells me, Swami ji, don't go because our CD gets problem. You don't go more than certain time. Okay, I feel like not stopping anywhere. I like non-stop flight. गुणैर्यो न विचाल्यते. आई वॉन्ट टू हियर एवरीबडी चांटिंग लाउडली नाइसली गीता. ओके, उदासीन वदासीन गुणैर्यो न विचाल्यते गुणा वर्तन्त इत्येव योवतिष्ठति निंगते समदुःखसुखस्वस्थः समलोष्टाश्मकाञ्चनः तुल्यप्रिय तुल्यप्रियाप्रियो धीरः. तुल्यनिन्दात्मसंस्तुतिः मानापमानयोः तुल्यः तुल्यो मित्रारिपक्षयोः सर्वारम्भपरित्यागी गुणातीतः स उच्च ते. You got break for 15 minutes, just come back 11:45.